Disclaimer. This is a queer romantic erotica with a little comedy. This show is for mature audiences only. Now enjoy this show. You are listening to Lita's Letters After Dark. I was at Miss Tia's house. She had a beautiful home. She asked me what would I like to drink. I told her that I would have white wine. I have Pinot Grigio and Riesling, said Tia. I'll have Riesling, thanks, I said. She told me to come with her in the kitchen while she cooked us a gourmet grilled cheese. She had an open kitchen with a bar counter. I sat down, sipped my Riesling, and watched her sexy ass do her thing in the kitchen. We had a grilled cheese on a multi-grain bread. The Gouda cheese oozed out. Caramelized onions, then slices of avocado on the side. I took one bite and had a mouthgasm. The cheese was dripping down from my mouth to my plate. We were talking about everything for hours. I took my last sip and I gazed at her. There it was, that tingling feeling inside. Do you want more? Tia asked. My vagina was pulsating and throbbing. Yes, just a little, I said. As she reached for my glass, she touched my hand. I gave her this intense stare. She pulled me closer to her and said, there is something about you. Then she grabbed my glass and poured more wine. I know what I want, and right now it's you, I said. For the first time, she was speechless. I knew that she wanted me to. I could see it in her eyes. The eyes never lie. She told me it was mine. If I wanted it tonight, she grabbed my hand and opened up her bedroom door. She turned a little vintage lamp on and it was the red light. So, you know what that meant. She said, come in and take off your clothes. I gave her a strip tease and took everything off except for my bra and panties. I wanted to give her something to do. I walked up to her and I took her shirt off. I unbuttoned her pants and told her to take them off. She told me to take a good and long look at it and asked, did I like what I saw? I grabbed her hand, turned her around, pressed her body against mine, and I said, let your body flow into mine. Her pussy was moist and pouring like a waterfall. Her body was calling for me, and my body was doing the same. I asked her what was the naughtiest thing that she was thinking of. You being inside of me, said Tia. Then she asked me, what gets you off? Talk dirty to me, I said. She gripped my two fingers and placed them inside of her. She rode them like she was riding a horse on a carousel, her wetness dripping down from the tips of my finger, and she didn't slow down. She slid my fingers out, turned around, and jumped on top of me. She told me to throw her on the bed and to fuck her like she has never been fucked before. She wanted me to strap up. So I did. I put Charlie on, titties and dick out, feeling feminine, masculine, and sexy at the same time. Tia was in the bed waiting for me. Her body was screaming my name. She kissed me, and her lips were soft. Her lips smelled and tasted like cherries. I wanted more of her cherries. She said that she was going to give Charlie the best time of her life. She was going to kiss, lick, and suck until my eyes were rolling back. After hours of lusting, we fell asleep. It was 6 a.m. and I needed to leave. Tia was still asleep. I went to the bathroom to freshen up and I wrote her a note on a napkin that said, "Tia, I had a great night with you, filled with good conversation, amazing food, and great sex. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later, Icy." I was home, and I missed my bed. I unpacked my bag and took my clothes off. I lighted my candle and jumped in the shower. As I was cleansing myself, I could smell Tia's scent as it was being washed off. Then last night replayed in my head, and I got turned on all over again. But I was too tired to even touch myself because Tia wore me out. I continued to wash my body and just let the memory play back. I felt fresh. I slipped on my pink silk robe and fuzzy slippers. I poured some fresh cold water in the teapot and let it brew, making a delicious cup of lemon ginger tea. I warmed my croissant in the oven for a bit. Then I cut it open and spread strawberry jam inside. Tia texted me saying that she saw my note and that she had fun too. She wanted to know if I made it home safely and said that she couldn't wait for an official date this weekend. I don't use that word lightly, but let me go with the flow of things for now. I needed a little time to myself before I responded, and right before I knew it, I fell asleep on the couch. I cannot hang like I used to when I was in my 20s. After a 30-minute power nap, I responded back to her saying that I couldn't wait for the surprise. I almost forgot that I signed up for a yoga class before seeing my client, or should I say clients. I have a dinner reservation with a client couple. They were a queer black power couple and they were swingers. They were an older couple in their late 40s. This dinner would be considered a meeting to see if I can, you know, satisfy their desires. But anyway, I must head off to yoga. Here I was sitting on a mat with a bunch of people doing strange poses in this stinky small room. A window needed to be open. Let me focus because this would be very beneficial to me. As you can tell, this was my first time here. Coco recommended this place. The instructor came in the room and I expected an old white lady, but this black vibrant soul walked in and took my breath away. She had long braids that she wrapped in a bun and the biggest smile that I ever saw. Her energy was calm and subtle. Her voice was soft and gentle. She noticed that I was a newbie and asked my name. I introduced myself to the class, but I felt like I was only talking to her. The class started and I was barely making it. We were in the downward dog pose. She came behind me and told me to spread my fingers wider. Then she touched my hips and told me to lift my tailbone up. I felt like all eyes were on me, especially her eyes. I felt like my knees were about to buckle, but then she told me that I was doing a great job. This tall woman with big, beautiful hair whispered that the more I come to this class, I will become a pro. She then introduced herself as Airy Breeze, or Airy B for short. What a fucking cool name, I thought to myself. But I accidentally blurted it out to her too. She laughed. "Nice to meet you, Airy Breeze. I am Icy Blue." She invited me for coffee after yoga. I accepted the invitation. Airy B took us to the small coffee shop that was around the corner. I was stuck between choosing the hot cider or the orange spice tea. I ordered the orange spice tea and a croissant with butter and jam. Airy ordered a cinnamon Danish with a coffee that had almond extract, whipped cream, and cinnamon. She asked me how long had I been doing yoga, and I told her that today was my official first time. She has been doing yoga for 3 years and wants to become an instructor herself. She gave me her number and said that we could become yoga partners. She said that I could come over sometimes and practice for her. That was very nice of her. She was a cool person. I could see us being friends. Ari and I parted ways. I headed back home to get ready for this dinner meeting with my clients. I turned my shower on and went back in my room to see what was in my closet. It always felt like I didn't have enough clothes or new clothes to wear when I needed to get dressed. But then Jesus herself came down and showed me the way to this beautiful fuchsia dress that I forgot all about. It was a spaghetti strap slit zipper that comes up in the front, sleeveless sexy bodycon dress, and I paired it with a tailored mustard yellow suede stack ankle strap heels. By the time I decided what I was going to wear for the evening, my bathroom was nice and steamy, maybe too steamy. It felt like a sauna. I entered the bathroom and into my shower, letting the hot water bounce off my body. I covered my brownness with soap and washed the suds go down the drain. I left the shower feeling cleansed from all of my sins. Maybe not all, but a girl was feeling born again. I pulled up to the restaurant and they had valet service. I was used to parking my own car, but okay, I guess I could let someone else do it. Where was I? They had me at this fancy-ass Italian restaurant. I hope that I wasn't underdressed. I walked in and told the host who I was meeting, and she escorted me to the table. All eyes were on me, old, white, rich eyes, that was. But I kept strutting with my cleavage being exposed and minding my business. I felt like I was a rich hooker. I was seated with the older queer couple. The server came over and took our drink order. Once the drinks came out, we began talking about business. The more feminine lesbian did all the talking. She knew what she wanted. She stated that they only tried this a few times, but no one could get the job done. At this point, I was thinking, what kind of job was it? How freaky could they be? Because I have some boundaries. The server came back to take our order. I will have the grilled salmon fillet with roasted tomatoes and sauteed spinach, please, I said. What's the assignment? I asked. The film said the assignment was to make her happy. Well, that was very vague. She said that she was sent a list of her needs, wants, and desires, and we could meet every Thursday at 2 p.m. I told them both that they could send me the list first and that I will go over it. If I approve the list, that we could take it to the next level. We can see how the first day will go and if we were a good fit. I thought this was like a couple thing, but I guess the pleasuring was for her wife. That was fine with me because I don't do too much couples work unless it was a big payout and a one-time thing. Our food finally came out and it smelled delicious. I was ready to throw down, but let me be a little polite. I was in front of guests. The quiet wife blessed our food with a beautiful prayer. I didn't realize she can talk because the feminine partner was the spokesperson earlier. I felt something or someone touching me, and for a second, I thought it was a spirit. The femme grabbed my hand from under the table, and I felt her energy right away. She kept caressing my hand over and over again. Once the prayer was over, I only had one hand to eat. Well, that was all I needed anyway. But once I opened my eyes, she looked at me while still rubbing my hand. We had this instant connection. My palms were getting sweaty. I didn't understand what was happening. What did this mean? We were connected in that small amount of time. We were connected by one small intimate touch. drawn to each other, intrigued. Then I snap out of her world when I thought I saw Summer. Was that her?